in order to understand the time limits for davening, it's important to be familiar with certain terms. And so before we actually go into what the time limits are, we'll talk about what the terms are and what are their definitions. The first question is, what is Alos HaShachar? Alos HaShachar is when the sunlight begins to reflect off of the gases in the atmosphere of the eastern sky. The sun itself has now risen, but the east part of the sky begins to light up. And that is Alos HaShachar. Netz HaChama is when the actual ball of the sun begins to rise above the horizon, that line where if you're standing on a flat field with nothing blocking your view and look into the distance, it looks like the sky touches the ground, that's the horizon. And when the sun begins to peak above that line, that is called Netz HaChama, the blossoming of the sun. What is Mishayakir? Mishayakir means from when he can recognize. And it refers to the time that a person can recognize the difference between a blue string and a white string, or the time that a person can recognize a semi-casual acquaintance from four amos away. What does it mean, Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis? That means that nighttime is not the time to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. The Rush explains that Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis means that clothing that is usually worn at night does not require tzitzis. Clothing that is usually worn by day does require tzitzis. And it makes no difference when you're wearing it. A blanket, even if you're wearing it as a cape, would not need tzitzis during the day. And a talis, even if you're wearing it as a blanket, would need tzitzis during the night. The Rambam, however, explains Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis differently. The Rambam says that at night, nothing needs tzitzis, neither a blanket nor a talis. By day, everything needs tzitzis, both a talis and, if you put on a blanket like a cape, the blanket would also need tzitzis during the daytime. In fact, the Mishnah Brura recommends that people buy blankets with rounded edges so that if they had somehow wanted to put it on as a cape during the daytime, they would not be missing the mitzvah of tzitzis, according to the Rambam. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, when is the earliest time to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis? The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishayakir is the earliest time, from when you can recognize the difference between a blue string, the techeles, and the white string, which is the lavan, the white part of the tzitzis.